Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New Jersey is nuts, by the way. I'll tell you one thing that I have realized in my life recently. So a couple weeks ago, I was on this panel, you know, for the Republican committee in New Jersey. And they asked a question. They said, well, what do you think is going to be the big issue? So Bob Hugin, the chairman, was saying, what do you think is the big issue? And I said, I think it's parents, it's education, it's schools. Look at Pennsylvania. Look at Florida, look at all these places, and you see what's happening. And it is a movement that is happening. And parents just were not paying attention. This is the problem. Now, maybe not you, but I mean, in general, I mean, making a generalization that parents were not paying attention. Then kids come home from school one day in March of 2020. Schools shut down, and now the curriculum's in front of them. And they said, well, what is this? And this happened all over the place. But then there were a couple of other things that happened, too. The idea now of teaching our kids about sex at the earlier and earlier ages, which is just something that, again, parents are going, why? Why are we doing this? What is the point of this? Why are we injecting this into the curriculum when kids are in second grade? We don't need to be doing this. And they weren't paying attention, and New Jersey did just that. And Florida got all the attention with its quote-unquote don't say gay bill, which it doesn't say that, of course, obviously. It got all the attention, but New Jersey did the exact same thing. It's just that nobody talked about it. Ron DeSantis is a lightning rod, and he's Republican. And the minute that they started with the whole, you know, with Disney getting involved and everything else, it obviously became a major national story. But New Jersey just did the same thing. On the opposite end of it, I mean, they passed the curriculum that Ron DeSantis said no to, but it didn't get a peep. I mean, it was almost like it never happened. It happened 2 years ago. It happened during the pandemic. But they said, well, we'll wait, and then we'll put it in 2022. Now, some of the lesson plans, and again, this is second graders to learn about gender identity this fall. Some of the lesson plans include things like, quote, you might feel like you're a boy even if you have body parts that some people might tell you are girl parts. So Holly Schapese is a state senator in New Jersey. And Holly went through all this curriculum. She's a mom. She went through a lot of this. And she's going to be on the show with me next week at some point. Because I talked to my friend Alexandra Wilkes. And you've heard Alex on the show before. Alex is great. She's the communications director over at the New Jersey Republican Party. And she's a mom. And we were talking about this stuff. And so she was texting me last night. And she was saying, you know, do you want Holly on the show? I said, yeah, let's get her on. And Senator Mike Testa, South Jersey Senator, District 1. He's been really strong on this stuff, speaking out on this stuff. But what this is it instructs teachers to talk to first and second graders about gender identities. For example, Westfield, New Jersey, their Board of Education February 22nd meeting appears to be reflective of the Garden State's new broader sex ed curriculum. One lesson plan is entitled Purple, Pink, and Blue. Instructs teachers to talk to their first graders about gender identity, and its first objective is to have the students be able to define gender, gender identity, and gender role stereotypes. So, for example, one of the lesson plans is you have to get a greeting card congratulating somebody on having a baby that is a very stereotypical card for what a baby boy would be. And then you have to do one for what would be a baby girl. And this is all about teaching kids that this is that all of these things are made up, that gender is a construct. Gender identity is that feeling of knowing your gender. You might feel like you are a boy. You might feel like you are a girl, the lesson plan states. You might feel like you're a boy even if you have body parts that some people might tell you are quote-unquote girl parts. You might feel like you're a girl, even if you have body parts that some people might tell you are boy parts. And you might feel like you're a boy or girl, but you're a little bit of both. No matter how you feel, you're perfectly normal. Now, again, what this is doing is confusing the hell out of kids in first and second grade is what this is going to do. It's going to confuse them because they are not aware of this stuff and they don't know any of this stuff. It's like teaching kids to not be racist. They're not racist. They're little kids. But now you're teaching them about racism. So first and second graders, I mean, my son, why my son would need to have a lesson plan that says to him he might feel like a girl. And I'm telling you, there's probably a lot of girls in school. I mean, my wife tells me all the time, when she was a little girl, she was a total tomboy. And she used to always tell her parents, oh, I want to be a boy. I think I'm a boy. She was just a phase. I mean, how many young girls go through that, especially when they play sports and they're hanging out with the boys and then you hit puberty and, you know, everything changes because that's normal. That's just the way it's supposed to be. These girls who are tomboys and they play with the boys. I mean, I had friends growing up who were girls and we would, you know, it was like having one of the guys. And then all of a sudden puberty hit. And then, you know, I mean, how many movies have been made about that? And all of a sudden the girl, whoa. And then it's a totally different world because nature and biology does its thing. But what the state wants to do here is to teach kids in first and second grade, if you think you might be a boy, you probably are a boy. And now all it's going to do is just make these little girls confused and go, well, maybe, am I a boy? I could really be a boy. And I mean, it's just freaking nuts is what it is. It's nuts. But you know, and here's the thing too. Parents were not paying attention when this crap was passed in the state legislature in New Jersey. Now parents are paying attention. Like, for example, I mean, if Jack Ciccarelli was going to become governor, if he was governor right now in New Jersey, they would be putting a stop to this. They would be putting a hold on this because parents are waking up and going, wait, what are you teaching my kids? Being a boy or girl doesn't have to mean you have those parts. But for most people, this is how their bodies are. Most people have a vulva and a vagina or a penis and testicles, but some people's bodies can be different. Your body is exactly what is right for you. My first grade kid needs to learn this. Patrick needs to learn this in first grade or second grade. Huh? The objectives for this second grade lesson include having children be able to identify at least four body parts from female and male genitalia and for students to describe why it is important for them to know the correct names for the genitals. How about I take care of that and you deal with math and reading and writing and arithmetic, and I'll take care of that stuff in my house with my kids. How about that? A spokesperson for the Westfield Public Schools District told Fox News Digital that they are teaching materials that were not from the school district's plans. The school superintendent told Fox News Digital that the materials presented to parents at the February Board of Education meeting were a sample list of resources aligned with state policy. During a presentation at the February 22nd Board of Education meeting, we provided an update on the district's work to revise the comprehensive health and physical education curriculum, said the superintendent. Presentation included, a sample list of resources aligned to the New Jersey student learning and along with what the state requires, state standards. Republicans say the lesson plans show the educational priorities of Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's administration are in fact misplaced. Alex Wilkes, speaking to Fox News Digital, saying it's simple. Governor Murphy thinks he knows better how to parent your children than you do, she said. The shocking graphic materials taught to children barely old enough to read and write fly in the face of the Democrats' insistence on the campaign trail last fall that critics of these new standards were exaggerating or even bigoted for raising concerns in the first place. Democrats lied to parents, she said, and belittled them and shamed them for wanting a say in their children's education, and they're about to find out this November what happens when you mess with other people's kids. She's right. They are gonna find this out. Senator Holly Schapese, a Republican who was sent the materials by concerned parents, told Fox News Digital that, quote, as a mom and a legislator, I can appreciate the need for students to receive age-appropriate instruction, but this is beyond the pale. We know that when Governor Murphy used the cover of the pandemic to push these new standards through, that something was terribly wrong, and now we can clearly see why they needed to do this in secret. The agenda has swung so far left in an attempt to sexualize our precious children that parents are fighting back. Based on the overwhelming outreach I received from parents, Democrats should expect a reckoning this fall. State Senator Mike Testa, he said, we fought for kids to return to school in person. Then we had to fight to take off our kids' masks. Now we have to watch our elementary school children who have already fallen behind thanks to Murphy's lockdowns learn about genitalia and gender identity. It's abuse, plain and simple. There are, I think I was told there are three seats separate the Republicans from gaining control of the state Senate in New Jersey. Three. That's not that big of a hurdle to get to. New Jersey could wind up flipping the state legislature back to Republican for the first time in decades. And this is the kind of stuff that will do it. It really will. It's the kind of stuff that will do it. I tell you all the time, you know, I have friends who are Democrats because I'm a nice guy and I don't really talk politics outside of work because I live this stuff 24/7. So I have no problem being friends with people who I just, in fact, I prefer to actually not talk politics on my day off. You know what I mean? That's how I am. So, and usually it doesn't come up, but I have friends, my kids are in school and I get to know their parents and we talk about things and everything like this. And usually eventually they find out what I do for a living and the topic comes up. I have had more parents who have told me that they have voted Democrat their entire life and will never vote Democrat again because of the fact that, at least in New Jersey, the teachers union controls the Democrat Party to such a degree and this vice versa back and forth thing, and they've had it and they've said enough is enough. So, you know, it's exactly what Bill Maher said when he said, "Don't tell me I've changed." 5 minutes ago, we weren't talking about three-year-olds changing their gender. We weren't discussing this stuff. Don't tell me I've changed. Now, the Democrat Party has changed here. And what they, again, in their zeal to go as far left as possible, they are not realizing how upset this is making parents, Democrats and Republicans. But they're going to find out. I'm telling you, right, they're going to find out. It's just like in Pennsylvania, too. I mean, you saw it firsthand. You saw all these moms and dads coming out, running for school board, getting involved, rolling up their sleeves and running and getting involved. Because for too long, they just sat on the sidelines and figured it was somebody else's problem. And then it became their problem at the kitchen table. One of the lesson plans discussed the range of ways people express their gender and how gender role stereotypes may limit behavior. This is a first grade exercise. Here are the materials needed. Two identical greeting cards for a new baby, all right? One that is clearly intended for a cisgender boy and the other for a cisgender girl. Or print out of the gender stereotype boy and girl greeting cards. First graders. They don't even know what the hell they're talking. Like, they have no idea what any of that even means. I don't even know what that means. By the end of the lesson, students will be able to define gender, gender identity, and gender role stereotypes. Name at least two things they've been taught about gender role stereotypes and how these things may limit people of all genders. First graders and second graders. This is the stuff you should be teaching high school kids. I don't understand why we're doing this in first grade and second grade. I'm not even saying you should be teaching high school kids this, but this is the stuff that belongs in a high school classroom, not in a first grade classroom. So why are we doing this so early? And I told you the reason why. It's because the earlier that you can indoctrinate kids, the better. It's more effective. Their brains are sponges. So the more you can fill it with this nonsense, the better. Because then by the time they get to high school, this is just normal for them. You have to do it now. And they also want, I'm telling you, I really believe this. I think they want first and second grade girls to tell the teacher, "I think I'm a boy," and then to have the state rush in and protect them from their evil parents who are not letting them live their true self. I do. I really believe that. Because somewhere there's a second grade girl who thinks that she's a boy right now because she's a tomboy. And if we would just leave her alone, she'd hit puberty and realize that she's actually a girl, like every other girl who's ever been through that phase before. But now it's different. Now we have to take her and pull her aside and say, "Well, if you want to wear boys' clothes to school, it's okay. And we won't tell your parents." Oh, yeah, we're doing that crap now, too. "And we won't tell your parents. Don't worry." In fact, in many school districts, they can't. Not allowed. So the kids are bringing clothes with them to school to change at school. And then during the school day, the teachers have to refer to them as boys or girls, vice versa. And then at the end of the day, they change them back and they give them off to their parents. Here's another lesson plan here. Prepare enough sheets of flip chart paper for half the students in your class. Each sheet should have a large Venn diagram on it. The left circle should have the heading girls, the right circle boys, and the center area anyone. Purchase or find online two new baby greeting cards, one of which is very stereotypically gendered for a boy baby and one for a girl baby. If finding purchasing these cards is inconvenient, just use the accompanying graphics. And the accompanying graphics are nuts, too. I mean, it's all nuts. It's just crazy stuff is really what it is. It's just crazy stuff. And it's and the kids are too young for this. They're just too young for this. This is unnecessary. This is unnecessary. But this is what's going to wake parents up. I mean, as a father of kids who are in New Jersey's public schools, I am amazed that I didn't even realize this was happening. But again, it was the pandemic. They rushed it through. I don't think enough Republicans at the time really made a big stink about it. I'm sure they tried. I'm not trying to, I'm not necessarily being critical. I'm just saying, I just don't remember really hearing much about this back then. It was 2 years ago. We were all focused on other things. My focus back then was just getting the kids back in school. It wasn't really on, I didn't realize this stuff was happening. One of the core ideas in social and sexual health for first graders, every individual has unique skills and qualities, which can include the activities they enjoy, such as how they may dress, their mannerisms, things they like to do. Discuss the range of ways people express their gender and how gender role stereotypes may limit behavior. First graders, second graders. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. By the way, I'm all about teaching kids to respect each other and to have tolerance for each other, but this is nuts. This is nuts.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.